And let's return to the United States, to the presidential campaign and an issue rumbling underfoot in many Western states. It's a debate over the use of public land. Republican Jeb Bush has released his plan for managing Western lands and resources, and he will announce it later today in Reno, Nevada, NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
A little background for those of you not versed on public lands. There's no shame in that, Easterners. Less than 5% of the land back east is actually owned by the federal government. Out west, it's closer to 50%. And in Nevada, where Jeb Bush is scheduled to talk later today, it's more than 80%. So out west, public lands are a huge part of people's lives, which has led to decades of civil discourse over just how those lands are managed. Civil discourse that, at times, can be contentious.
No BLM! No BLM!
East or west, you probably remember the standoff between the federal government and Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy in 2014. Armed anti-government protesters lined up against federal law enforcement. On the surface, the standoff was over Bundy's use of federal lands and unpaid grazing fees.
BLM, go away! BLM, go away!
Boiling underneath was a strong feeling in parts of the west that the federal government has no business owning all the land that it does. In the last year, nearly a dozen state legislatures have considered bills that would demand the transfer of public lands from the federal government to states. But until today, the only Republican presidential hopeful to take a strong stand on public lands has been Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.
And for a Republican, this is a tougher issue.
Eric Hertzik is the chair of the Political Science Department at the University of Nevada, Reno.
You have to deal with this very vocal and small but determined and also high turnout rural percentage of the voters.
Voters that could help in the primaries. But appealing to them comes at a risk, Hertzik says, of upsetting more moderate urban voters in the general election. So it's a tightrope and, Hertzik says, a minefield.
Non-Westerners come out here and they're trying to view this from a liberal conservative kind of lens. And no, this is a rural, urban, liberal, conservative, environmentalist. You've got multiple corners that you have to try to square.
On its face, Jeb Bush's proposal tries to do just that by not doing anything too drastic. It avoids the issue of federal land transfers, instead calling for more state deference in land use decisions. It reaffirms Western water rights while wagging a finger at the Obama administration's overregulation, and it promises access for sports and recreation. John Freemuth, a professor of public policy at Boise State University, is not impressed.
That sounds like a garbage can of interesting ideas, old cliches, and things that almost contradict each other sometimes.
Freemuth doesn't see these policies helping Bush much at all. By not taking a hardline stance, he could anger the people who would help him in the primaries, and the moderates he's appealing to, in states like Wyoming and Idaho, they're likely to vote Republican in the general election anyway. Nathan Rott, NPR News.